Hello and welcome to this demonstration of using mobile devices to access RDS. Here we are on an iPad mini. Now, what I've done is I've gone out to the App Store and I've already installed the Microsoft Remote Desktop Client. You'll see here up on the upper left corner that client icon. It's the orange one up there. So let's go ahead and open that. Now, you may be familiar with a different interface. This has been a recent update just in the last, few days. So it's a slightly different, but I think it's easier to use. The first thing I do is go over to where this gear is up on the upper left corner. There's a little gear icon. Click on that. And what you do here is you sort of set some defaults here. So I'm going to set up some usernames, and we do have this fictitious domain user for the demo purposes, but I'm going to add a user account, and it's from the one that we're used to, adatum. So adatum / and our user is Adam. And I'll also enter that password associated with that. Okay, so I've entered the username. That includes the domain and the user name Adam, plus its password. And I'm going to save that. So upper right-hand corner, I just click Save. Next, I'm going to head back, and I'm going to enter a gateway. And under Add Remote Desktop Gateway, I click that, and I'm going to give a server. I'm going to give a host name here, and in this case, it's the gateway is rdsgw.adatum.com, and we'll use the SSL or the secure HTTP port 443, and that looks good. So I'm going to click up on the right corner there, done. And under username, use connection credentials, I'm going to use the one we just set up for Adam adatum. So I'll collect that and hit save. So those are kind of the defaults, and you can add as many of those as you please. Now let's go over to the right side of this interface. Up at the far right corner top, there's a plus symbol. Go ahead and click that. And under add PC or server, let's go ahead and do that. And the PC name in our particular case is, it's London Server 1, but we'll call it LON-SVR1. Done. Username, I've already created that, so I'm going to select the one, Adam, adatum, and settings. A gateway, there's no gateway configured, but I have done one, so I'm going to select the one we did, the rdsgw.datum.com:443. That all looks pretty good. There's some few other things you can do here, like sound, play on device, play on remote PC. I'm going to leave it as is, and I'm going to set the defaults here. I'm not giving it a friendly name because it is a demo. So let's click on Create Connection and save that. All right, so here we have a connection set up. So I'm going to click it. And this takes a bit of time, so you'll have to bear with me. You can see there we are. We're on the desktop for a Windows 2012 R2 server. This is a remote desktop session. It looks an awful lot as if I was sitting at my desk. It's actually my office machine. Now, look on the bottom left-hand corner, just a couple of things. You can see the start screen button. There we are. And go down, there's a bunch of apps that are loaded by default. Later, we'll be demoing some remote apps, but Calculator is one of them. Let's head back to the start screen. There's a bunch of other applications we can open here, just as a demonstration. But there you go, you get the picture. Now, one of the things about this client that's kind of nice is in the middle where it says lon-svr1 up at the top there. You can click on that and you see that the sides of the screen come in. And so what we have over here is the mouse pointer is an interesting thing. I'm going to get rid of that and get rid of that just so we can clean up the screen a bit. But you can see that the mouse pointer is down here, so you can click on the bottom right-hand corner, and it just moves the mouse around as if you were doing a mouse, and I'm actually tracking my finger across this screen of this device. Also, the keyboard's there. You just hit the keyboard icon at the top. I'm going to go ahead and not have that. I'm just going to have just my regular touch-enabled movements here. Another thing is if you want to close out of this session, the top left-hand corner is how you do it. You just hit that X up there and it'll close it out, and you can start a new or a new desktop connection too. So it's pretty straightforward. It's a nice interface, and I think it's much cleaner than the one we had in the past. Let's go to the next bit of this demonstration, at least for the iPad, and that would be upper right-hand corner, click, the plus sign again. And we want to do an add remote resource feed, and I'm going to click that. Now, we need a URL or an email address. I'll be using a URL in this particular case, and you're going to have to bear with me. It's a bit long, so a bit of a long address, but I'm going to go ahead and plug that in right now. Okay, it looks as if I've entered that correctly, but I'll read it off to you. https://rdweb.8datum.com, which is our domain. rd/rdweb/feed/webfeed.aspx, and later on we'll be doing a demo off of a Windows RT device, and this is a very, very similar address and syntax. So I'm going to say that's done. Username. I'm going to use the same one we used for the remote desktop session. That would be Adam. And I'm going to save that. You'll see right away that it's preparing your remote resources. And so we just need to wait a moment. And my expectation here is we have, there we are. We have published three applications just for this demonstration, Calculator, Paint, and WordPad. Now, I did that when we were doing the desktop session. I'm not going to open those up. But when you click on those, you'll see a calculator float around the screen. So you have the remote app functionality there, as well as the other two applications. Now, you can add as many applications as you want to your enterprise, and this is really a great way for people to access those applications from their device from anywhere. So that's the real benefit of this demonstration. The way in which you would close these out or delete these is you pretty much hold your finger down over the, there you are, and you see the gear show up, and I'm going to click the gear, and I'm going to delete this feed. And I shall do the same here, hold my finger down on the remote desktop click. Delete. And there we are. We're back where we started with this interface, so you can add or remove these connections as you see fit. Well, that wraps up this demo. Now would be a good time to cut over to the Android phone demo using the remote desktop client. And what we have here is we're actually using Miracast here in the studio to project onto a television screen. So what I do here is you'll see on the interface of this phone, it's a bit clunky, but on the left side, the remote desktop client, RD client, it's orange. I'm going to click on that. And there we go. Now what you notice right away is, there we got the right resolution. What you notice right away is I've already configured this because I really don't want to put you through the same sort of configuration steps that we've done in the last demonstration, but I will show you what we've done. And this client is much like the one we just saw on the iPad, so it's the same sort of inputs that you would need. I gave it a connection name here for the remote PC. I just called it RD Demo for our demo purposes. The PC name, same server that we used last time. It's London Server 1 or LAN-SVR1. I had a gateway. I called it the RDS gateway, just as a friendly name. I gave it the credentials for signing into that gateway, which is in our domain, adatum adam. So adatum/adam, that associated password. And it all looks pretty good there. So I'm going to move back to the remote desktop. And I'm going to go ahead and just click on it. It takes about the same amount of time to connect from this Android phone as it did from our iPad mini. So give it a moment. And that's pretty much what we saw with the iPad mini, but the same interface. Of course, we have the remote desktop session onto our Windows Server 2012 R2. Same feeling that you have. You can scroll up and down, left and right. I can open up Calculator just to show that we can. And right where it says RD Demo, right in the middle there, you'll notice it's a bit different than the iPad mini. Now, along the bottom, if you can see that on the screen, along the bottom, we have the keys that are available just for me to touch with my fingers. So Shift, Control, Alt. We have the Windows screen, Windows key, and Tab. And there's another one here that's very similar to where how you do the gestures for pinch gestures and touch. So you can modify that. Now, up on the right-hand side of that top margin or top bar, you'll see the keyboard. I'm going to click on that. There we have our keyboard here. So if I was to use some of those Windows keys I'm just very familiar with, if I say I want to run, if you'll notice I hit that, I'm going to click on, well, let's go back to the desktop, sorry. Let's hit the desktop, and I'm just going to do what I usually do. I usually go out to a command line or PowerShell. I hit command. I'm going to move the desktop down, and I can run that by holding it on a right click, and I can run it as administrator. I can pin it to the start screen. I can do all kinds of things. So it's the same functionality, and I find this to be actually a nice client to use. So that's the demo of that. If you want to head back to the traditional screen that we're used to here, same thing, and then to get back with the Windows button. So I feel like I'm on my server, even though this is a much, much smaller form factor. You do get used to it fairly quickly. To get out of this client, I'm just going to escape out and disconnect. And there we are. Now, the next thing I'm going to do is what we did from a browser. I'm going to do the same thing. And what I've done, instead of putting you through that long, long address, it's the same one we used in this particular demo, but it's a secure HTTP connection to our rdweb.adatum.com connection. So I type that into a web browser. And I'll use those same credentials. So I'm going to use Adatum. And the point of all this is to show you those remote apps that we've published. So I'm using Adatum Atom. Move up a bit, enter that password. And it looks good, I'm gonna sign in. There we are, I'm gonna see if I can stretch that screen out a bit, and we have the work resources that we have posted for remote applications, and our three applications, Calculator, Paint, and WordPad. So very much the same behavior we saw on the iPad mini as we see here on this Android phone. So these clients, again, you go to the respective app stores, the one that Apple provides and the one that we have here for this particular provider for this phone. And you should be able to download the RD client for Microsoft, for remote desktop from Microsoft, and you'll be able to get up and running. Now that pretty much concludes our demonstration using the Android device with the remote desktop client. Let's cut over to my Surface RT, which I like this machine, but you'll notice I'm at the start screen here. I'm just going to type in remote, and you'll see right away that I have a remote desktop connection, which is a standard one. Let me back it up. So I have two here. I've installed the remote desktop from the Microsoft Store, which is the client that is I can install here on the Windows RT, and I'll show you in a bit how that works. And you'll notice just below that the remote desktop connection. The remote desktop connection, for those that may be unfamiliar, this is pretty much what it looks like. You have a desktop connection. Let me close out of that. You have a desktop connection. So you enter in the computer name, which in this case would be lawn-server1. You can add different aspects to it. And over here in advance, you can set the settings for the remote gateway, and I would enter in this particular case the remote gateway we've done in the past, which is that rdsgw.adatum.com:443. I'm not going to do that right now because I assume you're familiar with that, our remote desktop. But let's go ahead and use the other one, the one that I've installed, and open that up. Now, immediately you see remote desktop connection. To connect to another PC, enter the PC name below. And so there's a couple of things you can do here is you can work, I'll take the bottom one here, connect to PCs on your corporate network without setting up a VTM. And then there's a link here that says use a remote desktop gateway server. It's right about here, you'll see. So I'm gonna open that up. And immediately it drops down to remote desktop gateway, and the gateway that we're using is, of course, the rdsgw.adatum.com, and we'll throw that colon on there for the secure 443, and save that. Okay, let's go back and see what happens when we click on that. There's their gateway. All right, great, saved. So then this is where you would enter in. Now, if you had address that you can use, in this particular case, they show the example of John at Contoso com, or you can enter that same address using HTTPS or secure HTTP. In our case, it's been the https://rdweb.8atom.com. That whole string that we've done in the last two demos. I'm not going to do that here because you get the exact same experience we got off the last two demos, but I just wanted to show you how you would do that using this particular client. And what's more interesting, I think, in this case, I'm going to cancel out of this, is I'm going to head out to an instance of the browser. Now, I have saved this as a favorite, so instead of typing in that entire address, there we go. Now, this is the login for the week work resources. We're looking for the remote apps here, so I'm going to type in our credentials. Same ones we've used in the past. To sign in. And no surprise there, we have those three applications we've been saying up to now, the calculator, Paint, and WordPad.
Well, that concludes this demonstration of using mobile devices to access RDS.